Forward. If I had to fill a swimming pool with a bucket, I could debate the fairness of it or realize my options. 1. Whine about it. 2. Shut up and fill the swimming pool with a bucket. 3. Fill the swimming pool with a bucket while I whine about it. My adaptation to Canadian life involved choosing option 3. Although it is important to fight unfair situations, it is more important for me to do so in a manner that allows me to survive and then thrive. Many times I found myself unable to fully grasp or understand what was going on in my new environment. I remember sometimes feeling completely overwhelmed, angry, frustrated, or just given up. What I discuss in my handbook influenced my life. Looking back, I can see that I did not lack desire, drive, or ability, but the right tactics. I adapted because I had to, not always because I wanted to. It was necessary to do this if I wanted to survive first and then thrive. I learned that what I had to do always took precedence over what I wanted to do, and I became skilled at understanding what was relevant and what was important. I grew up in an African culture that exposed me to the art of storytelling as a form of therapy, and the use of proverbs and analogies to illustrate and stimulate the imagination. I have used this as an effective tactic in my medical practice. I was often surprised by how unfamiliar my North American patients were with this method, but very gratified by how quickly they responded to it. The feedback from this many patients, friends, and strangers whom I have shared these experiences with has convinced me that a book like this is worth writing.